Nous avons déclenché la protection temporaire pour que les millions de réfugiés d'Ukraine puissent avoir très rapidement une protection, des aides sociales, des accès aux soins, la scolarisation de leurs enfants ou la possibilité de travailler.
Countries in Eastern Europe responded to the refugee influx in 2015, not with open arms and not by welcoming refugees with soup and chocolate bars, but by really open hostility.
Magyarországnak továbbra is meg kell védenie a határait.
The refugee crisis has been framed both by the media and by politicians as being, you know, They're like us, we should welcome them, we should help them, we're going to do whatever it takes to support refugees. And I think it plays a role in at least two ways. There's a kind of explicit racism we saw initially from border guards and other Ukrainians who would, you know, yank Africans off the bus and say, this is for Ukrainians only. You also hear things like Ukrainians are civilized. And this language of being civilized, being cultured, plays into a stereotype that people from the Middle East and Africa are somehow culturally inferior, morally inferior. Fear of the other, fear of people who are different. And that's, I think, has been absolutely played into by the media that have portrayed Syrian refugees, have highlighted stories of Syrian refugees as being terrorists and criminals that have not held up to scrutiny. One of the reasons Ukrainians are being persecuted by Putin is because of their desire to be members of the EU, to be more like European countries, to be closer to these countries. And this gives rise to a sense of obligation, right? They're fighting for their right to be like us, and therefore we have an obligation to help them. And I would love to see the response to Ukrainian refugees as a model for how we treat other refugees in the future. All refugee children should be greeted with a stuffed animal and the incredibly kind words of, you are safe, and we will do everything we can to help you.